Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Lou Sanders and this is Cuddle Club, which you probably know because you've downloaded it, uploaded it, listened to it. You don't upload it unless you're me. I'm the only one uploading this. It's a podcast about me prying into people's lives and poking around. Have a nice little listen. Okay, today I am joined by Catherine Cohen from the United States of the Americas. She's absolutely, I mean, I love this woman. She's very funny online and she's very funny on podcasts, as you'll see, all here now. In England, we sometimes say hello. I don't know if you've got that there. How are you?
Okay, whoa. Someone literally just called my door. No. Should I go see who it is while on the call?
Let's see what's up.
See, the kind of thing is, did I order a package? I mean, it's definitely not like a friend coming over. I remember when I was younger, I had this really like exciting epiphany. I was like laying in bed, like I'm like 10 years old. And I was like, it's definitely cool when the phone rings, but it's really exciting when the doorbell rings. Because then you have to really deal with something then.
But I love people calling around. Who is it?
I assume it's just a package. I'm not expecting anyone. Obviously, I've planned with you.
What time is it? I know it's a real mum question. What time is it there?
No, what's so sad is that it's noon and I literally just opened my eyes because I have one of those nights where I fell asleep really early and then woke up at like 3 and was up until like 5. This is so exciting. And then pass the fuck out. So sorry, that wasn't exactly how I pictured us starting, right? The door buzzing. It's fucking crazy. But that is what happens when you're just like in your house doing shit on Zoom.
But it's been ages. I saw you end of Edinburgh, not during, end of. We saved it. We saved the best for last, didn't we? Train home.
Oh my God. Well, I was thinking, was that before we got lunch in New York?
Oh yeah, we got lunch in New York. That's so us, isn't it? We're either getting a train back from Edinburgh, the largest arts festival in the world, or we're dining in New York. I was being so obnoxious that day. I don't know why. I think I was excited because I was on holiday.
I was laughing. I was like, do you remember when we got lunch in New York and you were flirting so intensely with the waiter and he was like, he never met a woman quite like you. That's how I felt.
He turned from sort of coy flirting to he got angry.
he kind of flipped on us.
It was because I was just showing off, but also, you know, when you're on holiday, you're quite excited.
Like, oh, yeah, we were like really totally manic.
What are we like?
It's really about the train, though. That was when we really bonded.
I think so. For 7 hours, actually.
And it was the kind of thing where I was like, please tell me if you want to be alone. Tell me if you don't want to do this train with me. But it was just so natural.
It was a lovely mix. You picked up your book sometime. I picked up a blog. If we're not modern women on the go, I don't know what we are. Sometimes in this very podcast, actually, I listen back to one that's coming out tomorrow. And I never used to be sincere when I was younger. I was like, joke all the time, hated any sincerity. And I don't know what's happened to me, but I've got sincere and I think it's too much sincerity. And sometimes when I listen to myself, I feel sick. So
I saw your post. Did you say your therapist said you're too sincere?
No, I didn't say that, did I?
I think you did. If I just made that up, that's even crazier.
If I said that, that's a joke, but I don't remember saying that. I don't have a therapist, would you believe?
Wow, that's huge. In 2020, to kind of go without... kind of free solo, no ropes. Would you?
But would you believe I don't have a therapist? Would you actually?
You're because I know that you're very one with the universe.
Oh, I have got 4 spiritual healers though, so it kind of a ways out.
I know. You know who actually messaged? Can we talk about her?
Yeah.
She reached out to me.
Oh, Jillian the Pyrenees. Oh, did she?
Because you had set us up, and then I kind of avoided her, and then she reached back out about a year later. Be like, just thought I'd. And I actually, you know, I have two appointments set up with healers, and maybe I should get a third and call Jill. I really need a lot of healing right now. I'm really depressed.
You wouldn't know it
because I look stunning. I'm so, you know, I turn it on. I'm an extrovert, so I turn it on for my friends.
You look sensational. You sound sensational.
Stop.
Why are you mucky inside? Why is this such a...
Because I really, really miss, performing and working. It's really hard to feel so hopeless. I just wonder if I'll ever get to do it again. It's so sad. But what have you been doing? What have you been up to, and what's the vibe in London?
It's not bad. It's not a bad old vibe. I had Corona ages
when?
Ago, before it was even fashionable. And
yes, oh my God, I've chic. Had,
yeah, I know.
Was
I know.
It bad?
For me, in the prime of my life, not so much. But for someone weaker, it could be.
Sure. Not to doctors are saying. Not for Lou in the prime of her life.
No, it wasn't nice, actually. But had it back in March, and then I had the antibody test. But in America, everyone's getting it, right? Right?
Everyone's getting it.
Anyone's
I know, it's scary. I think we were, like, the New York was doing so well for a while that everyone was kind of, like, living large and forgetting about it, and now it's kind of coming back. But so I've been doing all this outdoor dining, and literally last night, so I've been doing outdoor dining, but then there's a limit to how long you can sit at the tables. So at the end of our sesh, the waiter was like, do you guys want another round just to go? And so I literally got a dirty martini in a to-go class and was walking around town like I was in freaking New Orleans, Louisiana. And I felt really alive.
Yeah. It's very, and if you don't mind a bit of a dated reference, it's very Sex and the City.
Oh, please. It's Sex and the City is now more than ever vibes.
But we can go out and do what we want because we're British.
You know, are you always so positive? It's such a ray of light to see you.
I was cross this morning for about 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I do sometimes get I tell you what, the negative feelings I get, a lot of shame. Even though I've worked so hard on getting rid of shame, I still have it because sometimes I'm driven by my tuppence and then I don't like what it makes me do.
I'm sorry, you're what?
My girl downstairs, my tuppence, my
your
special
tuppence.
Rose. And sometimes I don't like what she makes me do.
We're both really horny, crazy girlies.
Yeah. Like sometimes I'm hornier than, like sometimes I'm dead from the waist down. Like I was dead from the waist down for about 10 months. Fine. And then if anyone would even insinuate because of my tweets, I was like, you know, but oh, how dare you? And then I got really out of control and I was trying to arrange hookups. And then after you've, sometimes this isn't Cuddle Club, but after you've come, you just want them to go and you're like, look what you've made me do. Do you ever have that?
Yeah. No, I love to cuddle right after. I mean, I can't. Yeah, it's been a while since I've had sex with a stranger.
Oh, but if it's a one night stand.
Yeah, even then I'm so codependent that I'm like, stay, let's get breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now she's asking.
What's the first cuddle you remember?
For me, it's hard. I equate cuddling with sexy stuff, and I can't really. I mean, like, sure, I cuddle with friends and like family when I'm little, but now I think cuddle, I'm like, I'm being spooned by a strong man.
Really? So you're not thinking mom and dad on this occasion?
But you know what I'm realizing?
Unless this podcast is really revealing.
So I've been watching a lot of Love Island, the famous British program, and now I'm realizing maybe cuddle for you doesn't exactly mean what it means to me. Language barrier vibes. To me, cuddling is like you're laying in bed and someone's like wrapped around you.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't start. I guess, like, I cuddle my mom and I don't want her to take her clothes off. Not again.
No, that's good. No, I'll definitely, like, when I'm home sometimes, like, my mom will be in bed reading and I'll come and, like, cuddle up to her and, like, we'll talk for a little bit. So definitely we'll do that.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Where do they live?
In Houston, Texas. Do you want the address?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll definitely... pop it down. Yeah.
That'll be in the episode notes. In the episode notes.
She seems snuggly. I don't know. when you was a kid, was it a functional family? Why are we so codependent? That's what I want to get at.
Well, you know what? I had an amazing childhood. My parents are extremely loving, lots of affection, constant I love you. Some might even say too much praise is what I received.
Right. And you took that and you went straight to the stage.
I went straight to the stage, and then I went to every relationship I've ever had since and said, if you don't think I'm the best thing that's ever happened to you, then this is not going to work. I once had a boyfriend tell me, I don't think you're as amazing as you think you are.
Ooh. Was that the beginning or the end of the relationship?
That must have been towards the end. He told me to stop contacting him after that.
I love it when they do that. I love the little games they play.
Yeah. So silly. So playful.
A guy said to me, oh, you're not used to hearing the word no very much, are you? And I thought, yeah, I hear that a lot, actually. Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? What's your love language? And I know I don't need to explain what that is with you.
Of course. affirmations.
Is it?
Like compliments.
Yeah.
Like I need to be told, because I'm so mean to myself in my head, which is something I'm actively working on. Treat you to that.
Yay!
I need to be told like you're sexy, like, and also like superficial stuff, like you're sexy, you're hot, you know, you're amazing, you're lots of words, and preferably about my appearance.
Yeah.
I know I'm a genius. That's a given.
That's a given. You don't want them sort of connecting with you soul to soul. It is
really
Please,
God, stay out of my soul. Stay out of my soul, everyone.
Are you quite affectionate, like in a romance sitch? I'm sure you are.
I can't get enough of this stuff.
Yeah.
I need to be touched at all times. I need to be like constantly. First of all, I love to fuck nonstop. And then beyond that, I need to be just like kissed and held and worshipped. What about you?
It sort of wears off, doesn't it? It's like once you've seen all their moves and stuff. The affection doesn't, like I still want my feet right. If they don't rub my feet, like if they're massaging me or something, they stop. I'll kick him in the head to get them
get
back on it, sort of thing. I like affection when it's a one-way street and I'm being cuddled.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I don't know how to maintain the other stuff. I don't know, energetically, because everything gets boring, no?
Yeah, I think the reason why this relationship's been so good, the one I'm in, is that we've found ways to kind of level up sexually. Like every few months, we find like a new thing or a new like thing we find kinky or hot.
Because you can do characters, so that's good.
Yeah, so every few months I'll do like a new accent or like a fun, playful voice. I'll put on a wig and then he's like, who's this? And we pretend we don't know each other.
That's usual. I can only do about three accents, so it does wear thin.
That makes sense. It's going to be hard for you to find lasting love with that repertoire. Are you dating someone right now?
No. I didn't think I wanted to have babies, and then a tree told me to get pregnant.
I think you should definitely have babies. You're so loving.
But in the part, you know how nature gives you answers. Honestly, mm-hmm. I live near the heath. I walked into the heath, and honestly, the trees were like, I think you want a baby. And I was like, what? And then I felt it in me. And then I cried.
That's beautiful.
And then I kept seeing loads of kids. So what I'm trying to do now is not go for men. What my type is men that have no interest in me or just cannot commit, like haven't committed for like 30 years or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I wonder if that one's a good, and actually I don't really want them, but it's like a way of having a bit of the thing, like the feeling of the thing without any danger. But I'm working on that.
This summer I went to Joshua Tree National Park and I did mushrooms. And my friend looked at me and he goes, and you'll love this story, I'll paint a picture. I was sitting on this little rock and my friend leaned on this big rock and he goes, you got to come feel the rock. They give you answers. They give you energy. And I was like, oh, I wish I was on that rock. And he goes, you're already on a rock.
Oh,
I couldn't even see what I already had beneath me. Just because it was small didn't mean it wasn't giving you the answers.
I love that. That is beautiful.
So you're already on a rock is the quote of the day.
And the quote of the day is, do you do more mushrooms?
I do just a little bit. Do you like mushrooms?
I love them. But now this is weird. Okay. And I don't think I've said this. This isn't the bit I'm worried about. I used to do like MDMA, of course, but I don't do anymore. And then I used to do mushrooms, which I loved so much. I love mushrooms. But then I had Reiki and this guy was giving me Reiki. And this is going to sound absolutely batshit crazy, but I felt this like, I just thought like, you know how you have a dream sequence sometimes, like flickery dreams, and then it goes. If you don't do MDMA, it's like you get it on MDMA anyway. But I was sober when I had this Reiki I don't go to Reiki that off my face. And then, but I've felt this like thing come into me. I'm not joking. And I thought I was just kind of dreaming, but it was like this angel presence. And it sort of struck a deal with me and said, you can't do drugs anymore. And I'll kind of like look after you. And I thought, well, that doesn't sound that fun, but I just thought it's a no brainer. Like this guy has got present. This angel's got like, you know,
like more power than drugs.
Yeah. And I was like, right, that's it, done. And then I didn't do them since then. But the guy, here's the weird thing. The guy who was giving me Reiki said exactly when this angel like sort of seemed to come into my body and I thought I was dreaming. He said, oh, I didn't know you had an affinity with Archangel Michael. And I said, what? I don't. And I said, why'd you say that? And he said, oh, because he just came to like, he just came like to speak to you, or however he phrased it. And I was what the heck? And then I was like, I can't forget this, because you know, like we're not taught this stuff and it's like, you forget it because you sort of think, well, I must have been dreaming, or it can't be real. Like you must be off your head because you're not strengthening those ideals kind of thing on a daily thing. So anyway, I just, but then I haven't done drugs since, which is a shame because I really miss mushrooms.
That's amazing though.
Oh. And also why is Archangel Michael anti-mushrooms? We don't know.
For you.
For me, yeah. Oh, yeah, for me, yeah. Very good clarification, yeah. He loves you. He did say he loves you doing that.
I heard that, yeah. I think I think that's him who buzzed up earlier. Now, let me ask you this. Out of your four healers, which is the most powerful?
One of them I went to, he was like, oh, cleaning my aura. And then he's like, you know, a bit dark energy. And I was like, oh, why? And he said, if you're on TV, you get dark energy. That's true, because people like throw shade at you or something. I don't know. Anyway, then he sent me a funny meme a week later.
Oh my God. You have dark energy. Here's a meme.
No, I don't have dark energy more than anyone else, but everyone like if someone's jealous of you or, yeah, that's really fun. I love when people like think everyone's jealous of them. Like I don't have dark energy. It's just everyone's jealous of me.
That's a character. Try that in bed. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. Have you ever had any like weird cuddles or like really emotional ones, like at the airport, or like best, worst, weirdest, or like sleazy ones comes up quite a bit?
No, I think for me, the word cuddle is so pure. I only associate it with like good warmth. Like if someone did something to me that was queasy or shady, I'd be like, this is not a cuddle. Like, this is not what that is.
This is an assault.
Yeah. But you know what? This is recent, but the other night I was just really, I've been having these like little panic attacks and stuff, just feeling like this whole pandemic has been really, it's just really scary and difficult. I feel like, so I'm just going through a lot, but I feel like the other night I was having this like panic attack and my boyfriend just cuddled me and he was just like, you know, just to tell me that he like felt my pain and was just like there. And I was like, this is like, no one's ever done this for me.
Whoa.
I know. Isn't that so amazing?
That's so nice. Well, that is a good answer to that actually. And it's a lovely
felt
one.
So, yeah. Well, that was the best. And the best part about it was after he consoled me, it then was able to transform into sexy.
Wow. They don't.
When someone kisses away your tears vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. Kiss away my pussy. Tears. And then go down on me.
For once.
That's beautiful. That's not good that you're having panic attacks because of the pandemic. You need to get onto these healers. Try them all.
I know. Well, I think I'm feeling a little better now that I'm back in New York and like exercising for a while. I was just like running across the whole country. Just like I was so, there was no, I was not grounded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now I clean my apartment. I'm riding a bike. Do you ride a bike? I've been wondering about this.
Yes, I ride a bike and it's got a honk horn. It goes,
yeah. I can just picture you looking really cute on a bike.
But I've got a lovely bike helmet and I kind of look cute as heck. I don't know. That's me. Oh, I fell over.
I kind of look cute as heck.
I hate to be all groovy, but
Have you heard of the movies?
What's the best on-screen cuddle?
Oh my God,
you like cuddle. Films? You're in film sometimes.
You know, thank you for noticing that I'm in film sometimes. Mm. I actually, I get kind of embarrassed that I find it impossible in the modern age, because I have Instagram brain, to watch an entire film. Like, it's, unless I'm in the theater, it's really hard for me to watch something.
Now, I used to be like that, and my friends used to make fun of me because I wouldn't be able to watch even a half hour thing. I would have to read the Yellow Pages. This is going back a bit. In England, we had a phone book called the Yellow Pages, and right, I would be so bored watching one thing or doing one thing that I would be flicking. Who wants to read the Yellow Pages? Nobody. It's good with you not being able to be in your body properly.
What am I avoiding?
Yeah, avoiding. Yeah, yeah. Well,
what am I running from?
Do you watch a film you're in? I can watch myself very easily.
I recently watched a film. I was in one scene and I just watched it and then turned it off.
What do you mean? You watched that scene and you didn't watch the rest?
Yeah.
No, you need the context.
No, I know what's going on. Do you think I'm a bad little girl? Like, I'm a little brat? Do you think I'm a bad little brat journal scribbling and telling you I don't watch movies? I just found a bug bite on my back. Oh, I think I'm dying.
No, I don't think you are at all. But so many people don't watch themselves on shows they're in at all because they don't like watching themselves back. I love it. Because
of course I love it. What am I, deranged?
Yeah. And also then you learn, like, what you're doing. You learn, like, if I'm on a show, sometimes I look like I don't know what's going on and I'm looking around like, my brother said it as well. It's like, you look like, I was on a kid's show and he said, you look absolutely loopy because you're like, looking around.
That is so funny.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Last cuddle you had.
Last cuddle I had, well, oh, this is funny. This is a hilarious story. But last cuddle I had, I saw my boyfriend yesterday morning, and we had a cuddle, and then we started having sex, and then immediately I got a cramp in my foot. It was like in the movie. I got a cramp in my foot. I had to jump off, and I was like, became so deeply unsexy. I was like, ow, screaming, holding my foot. And I turned back, and I was like, you still hard? And obviously, no. Obviously, he immediately was like, no. You're screaming, grabbing your foot, hunched over on the floor, like crying. If I was hard, that would be problematic.
he's left. Men do get hard when you cry sometimes. Anyway.
Really? Anyways, so what's everyone's favorite color? Anyways, life's crazy.
It's true, they do. But especially policemen.
Shut the fuck up.
No, it's true.
Have you slept with a policeman?
No, because they're disgusting generally. I'm not saying all policemen, but some of them get off on the power. And so
they're terrible.
One used to stop me all the time in my car, and the only time he let me off, and I wasn't doing anything wrong a lot of the time, but I'd already sort of made a name for myself by swearing at him, et cetera. The one time I did do something wrong, like I blatantly really did, and he let me off because I cried, and he was really getting off on me crying.
Of course. Mm. Do you drive around London?
Yeah. Hong Kong. Beep, beep.
Beep, boop, boop. Oh, that's an impression of her in her car. Okay, this is my impression of Lou in the car. Boop, beep, 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 boop, boop, boop. Oh.
Well, it's true because it's a Honda Jazz, and that sounds like jazz.
I've never heard of that.
It's a Honda Jazz, and it is Japanese engineering at its best. And why is it called a jazz? Because it's got a light show in the dashboard. No big deal.
Fuck yeah.
Time for the practical examination now. It's hard to tell if that's me whistling or the song. It was me. Okay, everybody. Get your awkward faces out. It's time for the snuggle.
Okay, so it's the end of the podcast, and then
okay, so I'm sick of you, I'm bored of you, and you're done. Okay, so it's the end of the podcast,
okay, so it's goodbye time now, but no, what we do before we go, we have to, well, usually we'd hug each other in real life, and then we'd rate each other's cuddle, but I don't think you can put marks on a cuddle, actually, it's not very nice, so what we do now is... I come in and cuddle you and you see if you can feel it energetically, okay?
Okay.
Right, and I'll just close your eyes. Yeah, you were right. Okay. Your first instinct, do close your eyes.
Okay. You're already there on the rock. You're already on the rock.
Pop yourself on that rock, okay.
Is it happening?
No, I'm not coming yet. I'm just talking to you. Okay. And in I come, one arm under, one arm over. How would you die? Okay, it's like Archangel Michael, but it's more real. And back away. I just back away.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Was it nice?
Yeah, I got a little, like, kind of, I got kind of a giggle through my stomach, like a little loopy giggle. Mm-hmm. Because I just adore you. I hope all the listeners, I really adore you. And I think
Same-sies.
You're one of the most special women in the world.
That's gone right here. Where
yeah, that's my cuddle for you.
My fucking heart.
More people should
chakra.
Be like you. More people should be as nice and like full of life as you. And the world would be a better place.
It's only taken about 20,000 pounds of spiritual healing over 20 years.
Did you used to be like a little brat? Or what was your deal?
Yeah.
Really? I don't believe it.
I was a menace. No, I was a bit because I was like quite dysfunctional. I threw a Hoover down the stairs at my boyfriend because he didn't Hoover properly. It was that kind of thing, you know.
Wow.
I threw another Christmas present at the wall because I didn't like it.
You had a lot of anger. Where do you put the anger?
I'll let you know. Teapot.
Stay tuned for the second part of this episode where Lou lets me know where to put all this anger. Okay.
Well, it's been so nice to talk to you. I hope one day we get to hang out in New York City.
Thank you for having me on the podcast. You made my day. Love you so much.
I absolutely love her, actually.
What a lovely chat. Very modern, as I'm sure you can imagine. Which leads me to tell you about Catherine Cohen's book. It's called God, I Feel Modern Tonight. Oh, it looks sensational. You can pre-order a copy now from wherever you order your books from, ideally. Really, not ideally. You know, it's global, baby. That's what I'm saying. She's also online. Of course she's online. I mean, of course she's online until she gets really famous and then she's coming off. On Instagram, she's Kat C. Cohen. Kat C. Cohen. And on Twitter, she is... Well, it's just Kat Cohen there. She's dropped the C. Different forums, different Cs. But... you know what it's reminding me of? Remember to CC everybody in, if CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Hello, it's Harry Hill here, and I'm recording this trailer for my new podcast, Harry Hill's Noise. Basically, it's a half hour of ambient sound, and then at some point during the podcast, I make a noise. Now, when you're listening to it, you'll forget that I'm about to make a noise, and you'll get lulled into it, and then I'll make the noise, and it'll be really funny. I mean, it doesn't sound like a regular podcast, does it? But believe me, you're going to really love it. So why don't you subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Acast. It's called Harry Hill's Noise, and it's coming soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.